What's going on, FA Nation? John Pemba here with James Grande. Welcome into the FantasyLM NBA DFS podcast and live stream recording here for Monday's 10-game main slate. James, hope you had a good new year. It's now January 2nd, kicking off the year, hopefully on a good note here with 10 games on a Monday.
Yeah, nice little 10-game slate. Lots to look forward to, some interesting totals, some interesting spreads, some teams on a back-to-back, and I think by that, I mean just one, Denver. I think Denver is the only team on a back-to-back. Looking over the slate, hopefully there's no broken rims in that game. We saw Rob Williams shatter a rim yesterday. So shout out to Rob Williams. But yeah, it should be a fun slate. Finally get Luka Doncic priced semi-appropriately, right? The price is on the rise. Never thought you'd get
it. Against a Houston team that he's gone for 80 in each of the last two games. So
I mean, it just at this point, I told you the other day, and you were like, no, Luka on the road. And there's just no such thing. It's just Luka right now. It's
82, Luka season. 110, 81, 85 is four of his last five. So
yeah, I mean, it's just he is on a different planet. But then you have Jokic, who probably scores 90 last night if that game, you know, stays slightly more competitive. Yeah. I think it was out of hand a little bit late. Embiid in a great spot. I mean, there's a lot of star power here. Still some guys out. Still some guys in the injury report. Good to see Jimmy Butler listed probable. You know, Heat injury report taking steps in the right direction. Usually they're just all listed questionable. So
yeah,
interesting slate to kick off the week. John, I looked at the schedule. Last week was a dream scenario, right? It was like five to nine games every single slate.
Yeah.
Sunday being the exception.
Not this week.
But now it's 10, it's 3, it's 11, it's 3, it's again. Why do we do this to ourselves? Why can't every slate be balanced? Why do we have to have back-to-back? Stars are going to sit because of this. It's a nightmare, but we deal with the hand that we're dealt. 10 games on Monday, let's ride.
Yep, I'm with you here. Let's go. Point guard position. Again, don't really need to spend time talking about Luka. 12-4, need to get 5X out of him. That's 62 fantasy points. The guy's been scoring 20 more points than that for the last five. Certainly can roll them out there. James Harden's at 10-1. We talked about it. You know, Maxi back here. Is there going to be an impact to him? Only 36 fantasy points in that game. But the one thing we did mention, the assists are going to be there still. Yep. But we just can't pay 10K as long as Maxi's going to be active. And I imagine Maxi is going to be playing in this game here, right?
He's not on the injury report.
So can't go there. We got Ball versus the Lakers is a matchup we just recently saw. He went for 51 fantasy points. He is also at $10,000. Trey Young's at 99. Lillard, 98. Halliburton, 93. We'll stop there. If we're talking about the top tier guys, not counting Luka, obviously, Harden to Halliburton, how are you rating them?
Harden, you just, if you're multi-entering, like put him in one lineup. And it's multiple lineups, like MMEing. Harden for tournaments. Definitely harder to trust. Love LaMelo. Solid spot against the Lakers. Trae Young. We talk about this a lot. It's just, he's just not. We saw a couple games where there was a ceiling, but we needed 37 and 13 to get there. He really doesn't do anything else. Like he's averaging just under a steal and three rebounds, but we're lucky to get either of those. So yeah. I think I'm out on Trae. I know it's a good spot. I'd rather play Lillard 98. Great spot. Great spot against Detroit. They're still without Killian Hayes. They are foul happy. They play no defense. They're 29th in defensive rating this year. Only worst defensive unit is the Spurs. Lillard coming off 34 actual. He's done that in 2 of 3. So love Lillard. And dude, Halliburton has been killing teams.
Yeah.
Very, very solid play. I know Toronto is good defensively.
They're tough. They're a tough team for a lot of guards, for sure.
Maybe if Van Vliet sits, we have a little more interest there.
Yeah.
Van Vliet listed questionable.
Yep, I'm with you there. Lillard of my I go Ball. Lillard is my 1-2 in that group.
Same.
If we're ranking them out, 8K range here. Kyrie Irving, DeJounte Murray, CJ McCollum, Jordan Poole. You've been in on Kyrie Irving for a little bit now. Really consistent production, 40 or more now, or 50 or more now in 40 or more in 4 of the last 5 games here. Even stretching that even further, the guy's just been really strong play. The San Antonio matchup, where are you for a blowout here, though?
Yeah, I was looking at the spread. It's 12.5. Yeah. So very nerve-wracking. Look, if San Antonio can somehow keep this game close, let's see. What is Devin Vassell's status? Devin Vassell is questionable. So, I mean, if Devin Vassell plays, like, obviously we think San Antonio can keep it a little closer than maybe 12.5. I like Kyrie. It's just tournaments only, just considering he might only play three quarters.
Sure.
I'm trying to see, though. Like, he played 35 minutes in an 18-point win against Milwaukee.
They played 33 against Charlotte in that game. They won by 17.
He played 38 in a game versus Portland where they won by 14. So, like, I agree. They lost by 22 in October to New Orleans. He played 34 minutes. So it seems like he'll play mid-30s regardless. And then if it's competitive, he'll play close to 40. Still, if it's a 30-point game after three, is Kyrie coming back on the floor? I don't know.
Right,
so
probably not.
Probably tournaments only for me.
Okay. Poole, McCollum, thoughts on those guys? You got a ceiling Poole game, but I mean, like, I don't know if we can rely on that every day.
I mean, it takes – so I think we said it last pod. I'm fairly certain we said Klay being on the floor helps Jordan Poole because it's not – like, the center focus isn't just Jordan Poole. And vice versa for Klay. Like, he has someone to set him up. And it's not just those two guys, like, on the floor. I think Poole is fine. I'm not really in love with the 8,200 price tag. McCollum, same thing. Really tough spot. We can ignore the 4-for-16 shooting. That was obviously an anomaly, but Philly's really good defensively. And I know he just scored 42 against them, like, the other day. But I'm willing to bet that doesn't happen again. You know, tournaments only for both of these guys, I think.
Okay. Mid-tier range here, guys, in the 7 to 6K spot. You know, just rattle off a couple that stand out to you, kind of given their matchups here.
I mean, KBJ has been really good lately. Yeah. Three of his last four over 40 fantasy points. Obviously, the one down game was against Dallas, and I think that's something that we do have to factor in here because Dallas is a slow-paced, snail team. Luka is better defensively than I think a lot of people give him credit for. He can put about 36 fantasy points per game against Dallas this year, so you can go there. I think Westbrook is in play. He's been pretty good lately, man. 33-plus fantasy points in three straight, but the games that he has a double or triple-double in, 43 and 53 fantasy points, he's still going to be the second option behind LeBron. They don't really have anybody else. Rest of the mid-tier, not getting to Maxi, at least until we see more minutes. 19 is returned, then he sits out, can't get there. D'Lo is interesting. I've mentioned all year Denver's defense is not – they've been a little better lately. Can't get there. Interesting to see if Jamal Murray plays because he sat out the last three games. But yesterday was a back-to-back. So maybe Jamal Murray if he plays. And that's it for the 7K tier. Interesting to see Garland doubtful. So we're going to see another point Donovan Mitchell game.
Yeah.
For Cleveland.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely the one to watch, right? I mean, as long as I don't play him, everybody will have a good Donovan Mitchell game.
That needs to be we need to know what you're doing.
I'll bite the bullet here for the FA family here and not play Donovan Mitchell. I put my lineup in our chat the other day in Discord here. Everything about that lineup was money. I played a 0.8% Hamidou Diallo go for 10x, and yet I played Donovan Mitchell, who snowflaked, is the only snowflake of that lineup. Another day of what could have been here had I, you know, played anybody that was any good at all instead of Donovan Mitchell that night.
Anybody that was any good.
I just can't play him correct. I mean,
yeah, he's tough.
Guy missed all six of his three pointers. Like, I don't know. 32 fantasy points. It should have been a great spot for him. Anyways. Yeah, that's fine. Value plays here on the slate. I mean, Jaden Ivey at 55, you know, and no Killian Hayes we've talked about. Only played 19 or 20 minutes there against Minnesota. We've seen upside, but, you know, the minutes kind of were weird there.
Back to back, and he looked awful. Yeah. A lot of turnovers, no shots, and then they did the same thing with Jalen Duran. They pulled both the rookies, and Marvin Bagley went crazy, and Corey Joseph looked good.
So right, because you had Duran in your lineup that day.
Duran had the worst game of all time.
Ijaman Murray's out again. Maybe on the back to back, they do bench some guys too, like Bruce Brown was just coming back from an injury and all that. You do got Bones Highland at 52.
Mm-hmm.
Alec Burks, any appeal here? I mean, keeps on making shots. For the most part.
We're gonna have to keep playing him. I told you, like, I didn't think efficiency could continue, and it didn't. But he still had that. He's like, you know what? Let me just grab 7 rebounds and 2 assists and a block to make up for poor shooting. So, if he's gonna continue to be this productive, look, there are going to be the games where you get 22 minutes, like we did against Chicago. But there's no Killian Hayes today, so. We could see another peak performance from Alec Burks.
Not that we're going to play him, but who does Gary Payton impact for Portland? Because he's listed as available for Monday's game. Season debut for Gary Payton here.
Love that, because I think Portland is going to really benefit from Gary Payton being back. I think he's going to cut into Simons. I think that's probably the primary. Well, he's going to play backup point guard.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to play backup shooting guard. We're probably just going to get like Keon Johnson fully out of the rotation. And it's just like Simon's minutes instead of 35 go to 30, and Lillard's minutes instead of 30.
Maybe Josh Hart gets cut, or Josh Hart will shift at times a small forward. Right?
Like, yeah. Well, especially like I don't know if Josh Hart will get cut that much because Winslow's out and Nasir Little is out. Like they're missing a bunch of guys on the wing to begin with. So I think Josh Hart's pretty safe. I just think Gary Payton will spell Lillard and Simons to start the year. And then maybe we're talking about that later where it's like Hart's minutes are getting cut. But right now I feel like Hart's needed. So it's a good point that Hart Payton is back because they signed him to a pretty solid deal and he was super good with Golden State last year. So definitely a good point to make there.
Shooting guard here.
Are we?
All right, well, you got a point guard. Same out.
I don't know. I just wasn't. No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Shooting guard. Malachi Flynn, maybe.
Sure.
If
there's no Vanvleet. Anthony Edwards is 95. Paul George. Why is Paul George at 86?
Coming off 45 actual.
I know it's Miami. Look at these. I mean, they just went on a sit. Was a 6-game road trip? And now they're back home? 5-game road trip? Now they're back home? I mean, again, it's Miami. He went for 52 against them. I don't know what version of Miami that was in Miami there. But, I mean, that's too cheap for Paul George.
Yep. Sure.
Definitely too cheap for Paul George. Zach LaVine, 7,400. Back to where we like him. Comes off a 60 fantasy point game. And then struggles again in a top spot against Cleveland. Does have Cleveland here again. But $7,400 this time.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is Cleveland is so good defensively that I typically don't play guys against them. We have a status on Mobley, too. Mobley's questionable. So no less protection at the rim, obviously, if Mobley's out. I don't know. I could get there. It's a good price.
You just like Clay
I mean, like, Clay's just been really good, dude.
I mean, Clay's borderline the same as level as LaVine, where we've just been yelling, like, he's more valuable than his price right now. Like, play him.
Yep. Especially with and Clay scoring has even been more consistent. Yeah. At least of last week, right? Of last week, Clay's scoring has been very consistent. 24, 29, 31, and then 42 plus fantasy points in all three of those games. And his price has not wavered at all. So against Atlanta at home, Clay averaging 21 at home, he's shooting a better percentage from the floor, more fantasy points, like. Yeah, I think I'd rather just play Clay in an easier spot.
Yep, I'm with you there. I missed the Terry Rozier that was taking 30 shots a game. He doesn't exist anymore.
He's dead.
Everybody's there. Jalen Green's got a tough matchup. We mentioned Simons. You can always play Dinwiddie. 6,600 Dinwiddie's not bad, but it's just if Luka goes off, then nobody's taking shots. So
yep. That's how I feel about OG too. Like you can always play OG at this price.
Yep. Bogdan, take shots there against Golden State.
They're like when they're fully healthy, I don't love Bogdan over 6K because I don't know what the upside is, but He seemingly has a good floor.
Okay. Buddy Hield, really on a good run right now. DDV playing really well in that starting lineup there. 30-plus minutes for him pretty consistently.
Yep, like them both.
Yep. Tim Hardaway Jr. had some good games there. Last time out against Houston, he had 18 actual in that game against them. So always a tournament play. Can just get out there and start firing in this mid-tier. So.
Yep.
Gary Trent, if Van Vliet's out, right? That's the guy?
Yep. Yeah. I feel like the price increase should have been way more substantial than this. I know, like, there's the potential for Van Vliet to be out or to be back. But, like, even so, like, you gotta bump him to, like, the 57, 58 that we saw him earlier. Because if Van Vliet's out, this is just a free square again. It's a great matchup. He is a very streaky shooter. I think we said it every podcast. It's like, when he's streaking, you play him.
Well, we weren't even sure what the rotation for Nurse was going to even be like, because he hadn't been starting. And we were just like, well, if he doesn't start, he can play anywhere from 10 minutes to 40 minutes. Right? Like, it just, you don't know. So.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just hard for me to not. If Van Vliet's out, like, with the way he's playing, like, I think you just got to play him.
You mentioned Pat Bev's been playing more minutes lately. He's been giving you 20-plus fantasy points at 41. Let's see here. Anybody else for you? Any other value shooting guards? Do you go to Diallo again? 24 minutes against Minnesota there? 34 fantasy points
for
the game?
Yeah, you could. There was foul trouble. Who got in foul trouble and then Diallo?
Always been a crazy fantasy point per minute guy anyways. I mean, some of these were blowouts, obviously, but like 10 minutes... 18 fantasy points, 16 minutes, 18 fantasy points, 14 minutes, 19 fantasy points, and plays 24 minutes against Minnesota and gets 34 fantasy points.
I don't disagree in any facet because you're 100% correct. I just like, I don't want to play him if he's playing 14 minutes, even though he can get me 19 fantasy points, that's fine.
So he played 14 minutes against Orlando in the game that he was ejected in. So he might have been on his way to 20 minutes in that game.
Yeah, he'll crack the player pool. He'll crack the player pool.
He's just this, I mean, like I said, the 34 fans like that. We know what Hamidou Diallo can be, right? Like
he's one of those guys where
we just wanted to see on the floor. Detroit traded for him. Like and we thought when they traded for him, we're like, here we go.
Great spot. Great
like,
spot.
Yeah.
Great spot.
And then they don't play him. It's like it just didn't make any sense. So let's see. Seth Curry is not really doing much. All right. Small forward here. KD's at 10-4. Can you paying that against San Antonio?
No.
Okay.
I said I'd just rather play Kyrie for cheaper.
LeBron?
I've been saying it and LeBron for cheaper.
The fact that people didn't play a birthday LeBron to me is it's hilarious. I mean,
I looked back, he actually hadn't played well on his birthday for a couple years. Last year, he didn't play on his birthday, and then the year before, it wasn't great, and I was like, maybe the narrative is, and then he'd shut me up mighty quick.
So I like LeBron a lot.
It's Charlotte. Yeah. Like,
yep.
Charlotte is so bad.
Tough games for DDR the last two nights for him up to 92. I don't know if you
want to. Yeah, and it's Cleveland. No thanks.
Kawhi's still far too cheap. 81. They're just like slowly raising his price tag, so I'll just keep playing him.
Yep.
8,100 is a really great spot. Do you play Keldon at 73?
Back
to back 30 Vassell, actual games for him.
If Vassell is out.
Okay.
I put it in my playbook on that Dallas game Saturday. It's like, why is Keldon just so absent everywhere else? He had no assists, no blocks, no steals, 4 rebounds. Like, if he doesn't score 30, he's not even going to score 30 fantasy points. Yeah. Like, it's that's my problem. Vassell off the floor, he has very good numbers, very good usage, a lot of fantasy points per minute. But it has to be Vassell off the floor for me to even consider him, because he's not going to pay off the price tag if he sells it.
Jeremy Grant had a little bit of a revenge game there at 73 against Detroit there.
Sure does. Yep.
Absolutely hated being in Detroit.
Wanted
nothing to do with that.
Well, it's weird because he also blocked a trade. He didn't want to leave.
Well, he wanted to go somewhere where he would be the starter. He didn't want to go to the Lakers and play behind AD. So. He's a very
he did that in OKC. Didn't want to do it again.
Yeah. Scotty Barnes, again, if Van Vliet's out, we can go back to that. Mm-hmm. Can always play Bojan. He just continues to shoot the lights out. 28-45 fantasy points against Minnesota there. Really should be part of more core lineups. Like, guys don't... Bojan doesn't really ever have, like, high enough use ownership percentage, it feels like, in tournaments.
No.
He's for no reason. He's giving you 6x almost, like, every night. And he's just, like... And people just, with a ceiling of 45, I mean, like, he should just be in more lineups. So I'm not necessarily saying Portland's a spot where he goes off and again has a ceiling game, but, like, he's having one of the best seasons of his career here. So
For sure.
Updated here, we have Evan Mobley was present at shoot-around. Also, Joel Embiid now listed as questionable for tonight, so.
Okay, so maybe back in on the Harden bandwagon.
Yeah, Darius Garland not at shoot-around today, as we expected. He's doubtful, so we can recording live here, getting some updates on everything that's going on there. So yeah, maybe if no Embiid, Harden, and Maxey certainly become a little bit more appealing if that goes the way it is. Alrighty, let's see. Other guys in the mid-tier we've talked about. MPJ's at 6K. Any interest?
Yeah. He's been good. Other than the Miami game, which again, we've talked about, like, they're pretty good defensively, but the scoring has been more consistent for Michael Porter Jr. Outside of, like, these random games, I would say because of those random games can happen, more of a tournament play, but pretty good price tag on him.
Yep. Hayward's at 57. Not a good game the other night against Brooklyn at all, but I mean, like, he's been okay. So at 57, I don't mind kind of running back to that one here. We always talk Bruce Brown. If Jamal Murray's out, you know, have some decent potential at his price point there. Kyle Anderson did come back, played 34 minutes for Minnesota. Any interest in Anderson or Jaden McDaniels here? Same price point, so.
They're fine. Okay. They're last piece in type of players.
Sure. Any other value here? LeVert at 48?
Yeah, LeVert. He was better than... I don't expect that to be the case again, like him to be better than Donovan Mitchell, but he was better than Donovan Mitchell.
He's a good player.
He is a good player. It's funny because he did that earlier in the year with Garland, too. Yeah. Remember when Mitchell missed that stretch of games and we're like, play Garland, and then it was LeVert that was the key piece. Definitely think LeVert's in play. Not as free as he was the other day, but in play. TJ Warren, 31 minutes, John. It's just the season.
No, the minutes have been great. You need him to hit shots.
Yeah, need him to hit shots, but I think we probably see extended run in any scenario tonight. Like, keep giving TJ Warren extra time, like, even in a blowout. I feel like he might get some run just because he hasn't been on the floor.
What is their ideal starting lineup now? Is it Irving, Simmons, Warren, Durant, Claxton? Like, is that their?
Yeah, I guess it depends because, like, do you want, like, the spacing? If you want spacing, you go with Joe Harris. And if you want, like...
Well, Warren provides spacing. He can shoot from range.
He can, but he can't. He's not Joe Harris. I mean, he's not shooting Joe. Right. You know, Warren is definitely the mid range god. Like, if
does
get
he
Warren
close
in the mid range.
Is he on their closing lineup? Do we know?
Let's look at.
I guess it would be hard to tell because they won by. Did they win by a blowout? Right. So.
I think they played. Yeah, I think they did not close with. Let's see. So, Kevin Durant did not close the game. TJ Warren, yeah, it was Warren. Warren played the final 18 minutes of the game.
What?
Yeah, he checked in at 6 minutes in the third and never came off.
Never came off the floor? Jeez. No. So, I don't even know what to think of that then. Right? When did KD and Irving and all them check out?
They checked out with 3 minutes left.
Okay.
So they played a good portion. Yeah. They played 9 minutes essentially together. All
right.
Well, Durant. Okay. Weird. Durant didn't play the fourth, but he like Durant does that shift where he plays entire first, entire third.
Yeah.
And Kyrie early subs. Kyrie played 9 minutes. Claxton played 9 minutes. So he played partially with the starters, partially with the bench. Simmons and Durant never saw the floor in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So very we have no answers.
Essentially no answers from that information.
Yeah. Essentially no answers.
Still willing to play him. Still willing to play him at 43. Anybody else here for you?
I know Austin Reeves has been really bad, but he went 1 of 13 from the floor. Lonnie Walker, I believe, is questionable.
Yeah, he is.
He's probable to play. So maybe not on Reeves as much. So okay. I don't think there's – I wonder if Eric Gordon just never plays again. Did you see his comments after the game? They asked him how does he feel they're improving since the start of the year, and he just said, we're not. and then didn't say anything else. I wonder if he never plays again. Like if KJ Martin were to draw a start here, there'd be a little interest, or because just send Gordon to the moon. But no, I don't see anything.
What's crazy to me is that Chris Duarte doesn't play anymore after having like a really good rookie year.
Doesn't
even get on the floor. Doesn't
play. I mean, dude, they're winning games. Like
I know it's just
it's
crazy.
Weird.
He doesn't. The guys are really good rookies. Like a
first round pick,
great rookie year. Doesn't even play for them anymore. Just
doesn't sit the floor.
Power forward here. Siakam's at 10-2 again. I feel like every slate I say, like, we should be playing more Siakam, and then, like, I don't. Tough spot against Phoenix. He played 41 minutes. He plays 40 minutes a night. Yep. The Pacers feels like a good matchup for Siakam here. So I like 10-2 Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, and, obviously, I think we want VanVleet to be off the floor to pay 10-2 Siakam.
He's been playing well. He had a 76 fantasy point game with VanVleet.
Sure. I'm just 1.4 fantasy points per minute, 31% usage rate without FBV. So just, I'm not saying he can't get there, but it just like improves his stock, I think, if FBV's not on the floor.
Are you paying 97 for Zion?
No, I haven't paid this price in a while for Zion. Don't think it's going to start now. I know Ingram's still out and stuff, but I guess maybe my tune would change if there's no Embiid.
Okay.
But I think Embiid protecting the rim is a pretty big deal.
Yep. Christian Wood's at 8K. He's been really good lately. 40 awesome. Fantasy in back-to-back games against Houston.
Dude, he did this in 21 minutes against Houston the other day.
Yep.
Luka did a post-game interview about how much he likes Christian Wood being in the starting lineup. So, like, you know how that goes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like, hey, star player saying something, like, let's do that thing.
Toby, if there's no Embiid, maybe at 67. Mm-hmm. Aaron Gordon had a really good game last night, but I don't know if we can chase that one or not.
He's having a really good year.
Yeah.
Right?
He's been inconsistent, but he's had some high ceilings. So, let's see here. I mean, Simmons played 34 minutes, then played 25 and 19. So, like, I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
It's a really good price tag.
Yeah, it is a really good price tag. But if it's a blowout, they're clearly not keeping him on the floor.
Right. Right. John Collins fouled out in 23 minutes against the Lakers, but had been really good before that against Golden State here at 58. I like with no Clint Capella.
PJ Washington's been pretty good, dude. Other than last game, like three of his last five, he's gone for 38 or more fantasy points. GPPs, but like this spot is kind of elite. He put up 45 fantasy points against them when they faced off. So I don't hate PJ Washington at that same price either.
Yeah. Is Gobert in or out of this game? Do we know yet?
He's in.
Yeah, he played against Detroit. He played 28 minutes. So Naz Reid only played 24 in that game. So tough to go back to Naz. Sohan though continues to be really good. I don't mind him against Brooklyn here.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the free throw shooting thing that he's done?
No.
He stopped shooting two-handed free throws. He was shooting 45% with two hands. So he's been shooting with one hand.
He's been better.
And he's like at 75%.
Good. Need it. Need
Jeremy one hand. Jeremy one hand. That's what
Need guys making free throws here for sure. Let's see. Jabari.
Tournaments. Tough spot.
Tough spot in the back to back. All these guys played limited minutes on this back to back here for Detroit. I really threw off that rotation. I don't know.
Yeah, Bagley dominated.
Love probably doesn't start again because Mobley was back at practice today, so
yep,
can't chase that one. Any other value power forwards for you?
I don't hate Marcus Morris. He's been a little bit more productive lately. If Batum's out, I think Marcus Morris will play a little extra, like continue to get that 28 to 30 minutes, maybe even more. Other than that, I don't see a reason to really. Maybe Chetty.
Yeah, Tyree Easton got 24 minutes in that blowout loss to the Knicks and put up 33 fantasy points. Just can we get some more Tyree Easton?
There was no Şengün in that game. Just also, so that could. But I agree on the Tar Heels in front, but no Şengün. Let's see. I think list is questionable. Yeah, it's questionable. So maybe we do get a little Tar Heels.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Again, it was a blowout, so anything is possible there. All right, center spot here. Jokic is at 11-7. Again, JoJo's now questionable to play tonight. He's at 11-3. Both of those guys, obviously, in really great spots.
Mm-hmm.
Next tier of guys, like thoughts on Bam, Vucevic, Gobert. Anybody like really jumping out to you here?
I like Bam's production. I don't know what his upside is at 89, especially with Butler listed probable. Vucevic, nah, I mean, he's fine, right? He is what he is for Chicago. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert is already in foul trouble. Maybe that does.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that does play to Naz Reid's hand. Maybe
Nurkic being questionable, I guess that would put what, Drew Eubanks in play?
Yeah, Eubanks started the other day. Him and Trendon Watford split Eubanks played 31 minutes, Watford played a bunch of time, so Eubanks played 31, so
okay.
Well, obviously
Miles Turner really playing some good basketball right now.
Yeah.
6,400 against Toronto.
It's just so funny to me. Like, Carlisle is so funny, dude. Like, why? Miles Turner, like, wasn't playing, and then he's suddenly now playing 34 mm-hmm. minutes. Like, why? What do we do? Like, what does he do that he, I don't know. All I know is Nick Claxton.
Claxton's got 12 blocks the last two games.
He's a freaking monster. Yeah. He's a monster.
Yeah. Plumlee, one of his best games of the season the other day, 22-10. I don't think we get 22-10.
Aliens. First and only 20-point game of the year.
Yeah, but just, solid 30 fantasy points probably out of him here. Mm-hmm. Thomas Bryant against Atlanta went off for 46. Again, opposite side of that matchup. Can play either center. I'm fine.
He's going to be the chalk, right? Thomas Bryant? Is that maybe the chalk against Charlotte?
Possibly. I mean, Jakob Poeltl's played 29 and 30 minutes the last two games.
Sure.
Like seeing the minutes up on Poeltl here. So,
same.
Good price tag on him for sure. Ogunquu played 42 minutes because of the foul out from Collins, but last two games, 37 and 43 minutes for him. Really good numbers for Nneka Ogunquo here.
Yeah, center. Again, I think this mid-range center is where we're going to live. From Claxton to Plumlee to Bryant.
Willing to go back with Duran, I imagine?
Yeah, if Eubanks is starting, for sure.
Again, just a weird back-to-back situation with Detroit.
Horrible.
Their entire lineup basically played limited minutes. Bay didn't play a lot. Like, none tough to really gauge that. So I'm willing just to trust that they all go back to playing their usual rotation there. I also like Kevin Looney again. I'll just always mention the rebounds are really good for Looney. So
he's a good passer too. I know they only had two assists last game, but he's had like so many games this year with like four or five assists.
Yep. You mentioned Bagley. I don't know if we can trust him to play 29 minutes again, but dark play. If no Embiid, though, Mark Trezel probably gets to play here.
Yep, and we've seen this song and dance.
Yep,
Harrell's gonna start. And then we see what happens, because him and Paul Reed might both play 24 minutes. Paul Reed's going to come in, have like four blocks and steals. And like, so it's just something to consider. Like, we know what happens. But if Paul Reed starts, I am probably out on Harrell. And okay. I think it's the same scenario as it was earlier in the year.
Imagine Eubanks at 35. Would you play Mark Williams at 35?
Yeah, I think the Williams Drummond, they're just like in the same category for me always. It's like they can have 30 fantasy points at min salary because they're just a monster when they get on the floor at times. So they're just they're a last piece in tournament dart, nothing more. Eubanks is the safer option for sure. But if you want to play a cheap center that could come on the floor and like just, I mean, they drafted Mark Williams. Like he was their.
They traded for Mark Williams, right? Or was he the one they drafted? No, they traded for a center, or they drafted a center. It was one of the two.
Mark Williams, I think they drafted.
Okay, because there was like a weird trade flip thing that happened, and then
he was the 15th. He was the 15th overall pick.
Okay.
Let's.
Because wasn't no Kemba wasn't part of that trade, right? That was
the center trade was the Walker Kessler deal with Gobert. I don't know if Walker Kessler. So the Hornets traded Jalen Duran.
Okay, that's what it was. They drafted Jalen Duran and then traded Jalen Duran and then drafted,
Mark Williams. Okay. Yep, Duran went 13 and was traded, and then they took Williams.
13. Okay, I knew something like that happened with that with those trades. So, all right, so that's our breakdown here. We're building our lineups. Who's our top guy that we're throwing in here? What's the one spend?
Is it
$12,400 Luka Doncic? Is that what we're
at? Let's take a look. Let's look at the board.
Are we going to spend the guy that's going for 100 fantasy points every day?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
I think we should immediately pivot to like center and like because use one of these one or two of these mid tier guys.
Okay.
Like Thomas Bryant or Ngakoue or Claxton or Plumlee. Like, I love that. I love that tier of center.
Let's see here. Yeah, we can know Bryant. I mean, Bryant versus Charlotte, for sure.
I mean, Thomas Bryant has the...
Bryant versus Charlotte.
Is the creme de la creme.
Yeah, that's fine.
You have Alec Burks as a value play.
We had a. Did you want to go TJ Warren?
We have TJ Warren as a value play.
I'll throw Warren in there for now.
Hey, I think if we did learn anything about Warren, he played the final 18 minutes. So if this game gets out of hand again, I think they're just giving him minutes because they need to get him minutes, right? Like they need him to get back up to full strength. So if we did learn anything, TJ Warren may also close in competitive games, but he closed a game with the subs as well.
That's true. That is true. See, is shooting guard only. Okay, so I got Clay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Alec Burks at the guard spot. If you want to play a cheap guy like that, we don't have to. But
so I went really punty and played Diallo at 3,200.
Okay, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
So if we do Luka, Clay, Diallo, Warren, Bryant, we have 5,700 for a guard, forward, and utility.
Diallo is where did you have him?
As our small forward.
Oh, and Warren at power forward. Okay.
Yeah. And Clay Thompson's a shooting guard.
5,700. That's pretty good. That's a good tier.
Yep, $5,700. Did you like
John Collins? Trent is the obvious play if Van Vliet is out.
Is he just questionable? Is that all Van Vliet's listed?
Yeah, he's questionable.
LeVert.
Yep, LeVert with Garland doubtful, sure. Yep,
$6,100 a player for a forward and utility.
Do we want to play Mitchell?
No. I told you can. I am staying away from him for you, for the sake of you all people. I am staying.
We could also use LeVert at forward if we found a better guard.
Yep, I agree.
What was the?
Look at utility. It's $6,100 a player. So like we could go John Collins at 58, DDV at 59. If there's other,
I like both those guys.
That's fine. I mean, if we did go Trent, we'd obviously then have a higher 6K range play. Sohan's at 5K.
I was just looking at Sohan as well. What did Sadiq? Sadiq minutes?
Yeah, they played 18, but they benched everybody in that game. Like, everybody played 18 minutes. Let's go John Collins. This is a good spot for John Collins, I feel like. Do you disagree or agree?
No, I agree. It's a good spot. What's the final util spot?
Util spot is going to be 6,500.
Miles Turner.
Are we missing? Oh, yeah, so I definitely like Miles
Turner. Claxton, 63.
Yeah, Claxton's good against San Antonio. Now, should we sell out Clay for like a Kawhi or Paul George?
I don't know. I feel like Clay's spot is a little better against Atlanta, where like Miami's just gonna slow that game down so much. We could sub out Clay.
No, I don't know, I like Clay. I was just looking. I was thinking about the value of those two players, obviously. I think I would go Turner here over
Claxton.
Claxton.
Okay. Turner has more ups. I won't say that, but Turner is probably in a better game environment.
He's more of a, because he can also get six blocks, but he also takes more shots. So
yeah, and will, I mean, again, Brooklyn's in a 12.5 point spread. It's not exactly projected to stay close.
Right. All right, so that's the lineup here. Luka, Clay, Diallo, Warren, Bryant, LeVert, Collins, and Turner. $100 left over if you want to play around with it. Playbook will be out today by Dylan Clemens. We'll be in the Discord if you have any questions. And James and I will talk to you guys later for Tuesday Slate.